COVID-19 update.
Sorry. We're closed.
High Philadelphia health officials are ready to announce new restrictions.
Are you mad or not?
WHYY.
The warning bells are being sounded by Pennsylvania's health officials.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not? I'm here in the city of Philadelphia once again, speaking with small business owners, managers, and employees here in the Reading Terminal, asking them, with everything going on, the city of Philadelphia has decided to shut the city down once again due to the coronavirus pandemic. Does that make you mad or no?
It pretty much definitely makes me mad because I am a business owner. Even though I kind of sort of understand what's trying to be done here, But what this forces small businesses to do is adapt really fast to change, which isn't always easy to do, because we all know if you don't adapt, you'll fade away. And as we see, a lot of small businesses have faded away because of what's going on. Traffic is everything, and being in the Reading Terminal, I can tell you, from going from 7 million people a year to not even a million since the coronavirus happened is a huge difference. So of course more traffic is everything, and the fact that the market was even struggling to even, you know, stay open, and it's been here since the early 1900s, should let you know that this is definitely detrimental to the businesses. I am the manager of all the locations. We're at Woodcroft Mills inside of the Reading Terminal.
Awesome. And what's your name?
My name's Dexter.
Oh, but really, what are you mad at?
Oh yeah, it makes me mad. I'm personally a manager here. I'm probably making 60% less than what I usually would. As a store, we're probably at, I don't know, a fifth to a quarter of what our sales would usually be. When they announced the second shutdown, no eating inside anymore, our sales, like, within the next day decreased by 50%.
Wow.
Which means tips in everyone's pockets. I mean, hourly wage for servers already isn't high, so it's not great.
WHYY.
Keep your radios locked. And once again, can you just tell me where you're working at currently?
We're inside Reading Terminal Market.
Are you mad or not?
Yeah, I can say, like, I'm living in this city for everything we've been through, and just living in the slums and, you know, the rough parts or whatever. Nothing really, like, you know, it's come by surprise or whatever here. It's just like, it's like nationwide, globally now. So it's like, you know, it's bigger than just us going through it. It's like a lot of the people that's used to being at a certain level going down. I think it's rough for us all, you know, honestly, in all honesty. And it's like for some of us here, like, still waiting on hazardous pay and still waiting on there. So it's like our lives is at risk the second time around. And we feel like nothing changed for as far as our income or anything here. So it's just us basically rolling with the punches, staying above water, staying as healthy as possible. That's pretty much it. To be mad, not too mad. Like, I'm kind of past that now. I'm just kind of upset with how things are going. But, you know, we dealing with it. Just putting yourself front line each day. And, like, for my employees, I try to keep them, me being, like, the person in charge, the supervisor manager, I try to keep them at a certain level and just, you know, keep them there and try to make sure that they're cool outside here. Because at the end of the day, if you're not good outside here with what's going on, you can't really perform well at the job. So.
My last question, if you don't mind, yeah. Just saying your name and where you actually are currently employed.
Okay, Antoine Frazier, Rent Terminal Market Supervisor / Manager.
Big mad, little mad?
Not really mad, because I understand about COVID. One side, I'm actually an RN. So from the hospital perspective, I understand we didn't need control. But on the business, then I'm being affected because I'm just going day by day. I don't know how I'm going to pay the rent for the business and also pay for the employees.
You're ready, on
my spot. Name is Marcy Gaduka. Our business is OK Produce. It's located in Reading Terminal Market.
For me, I'm not mad because it's for the safety of the people. I'm a little bit upset because we're not going to earn money for our family, but safety is more important. I work at Olympia Giro at Reading Terminal Market. My name is Kathy. So I work here for almost 20 years.
It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?
Are you guys open?